Thousands have signed a petition calling for the termination of Franklin Graham from his positions at Samaritan's Purse and at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Find out the details after a short message from our sponsor.
You are invited to listen to stories and teachings focusing on the move of the Holy Spirit. Charisma Podcast Network offers over 180 different Christian podcasts dealing with various genres affecting the body of Christ, from news to living abundantly in faith. To learn more and to listen to our shows, go to cpnshows.com.
Many are wondering why anyone would call for Franklin Graham's resignation. The petition states the reason is his supposed encouragement of the Capitol riots by way of showing his support for former President Donald Trump. The Faithful America petition likens Graham to, quote, blasphemous preachers who must be held accountable for their deadly dishonesty. The assertive language expressed in the letter goes so far as to say Graham's actions have soiled his family's legacy. It says, Graham gets away with his hatred and conspiracy theories by hiding behind the humanitarian work of Samaritan's Purse and his late father's name. It's time for Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, BGEA, to realize that by propping up Franklin's unchristian extremism, they are abandoning their gospel missions, undermining democracy, and helping incite white nationalist sedition. In a comment to the Associated Press, along with other faith leaders, Graham condemned the Capitol violence, saying, I do not support violence from the right or the left. Our country is in trouble. We need God's healing, and we need God's help. In fact, Graham further encouraged believers to pray for President Biden and his administration. Paul Saber, who serves on the board of directors for both the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and Samaritan's Purse, came to Graham's defense. Saber said both organizations fully support Franklin Graham and are more than satisfied with the job he has done and is doing in leading these ministries. Franklin Graham was not in Washington, D.C., and he did not encourage people to go to the Capitol on January 6th. And Saber isn't the only one defending Graham. While some are criticizing Graham for supporting former President Donald Trump, others are recognizing Graham's leadership in spirit-led healing and evangelism efforts throughout suffering communities. FaithWire.com reported on the multiple efforts the BGEA and Samaritan's Purse have initiated to provide relief to healthcare workers as the stress of COVID-19 takes its toll on hospitals around the country. Of this project, Graham told FaithWire, "We are there in Jesus' name. It's just something God has done, and it's given us the opportunity to magnify His name in the middle of a crisis." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.